Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 121, Patrick here, CJ Evolution. That stands for Criminal Justice Evolution, a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional, but it's also for people who are just want to listen and get an idea of what we do in criminal justice. I get a lot of people who contact me who are not in criminal justice, who find the show very valuable, gives a different view of what they see on television in the movies. Because the television, the movies are just that. Television and the movies, they don't give you an accurate description of what law enforcement is like or criminal justice is like. And we hope to shed some light on that. And that's why we have different law enforcement experts on. We talk about other things that are important to law enforcement too, such as leadership, mentorship, mindfulness. That's all very important. It helps you be and become a better law enforcement or criminal justice professional. Those of you who listen to the podcast know recently I framed with a good friend of mine Kim Adas. She is a founder and president of Frame of Mind Coaching. If you want to get to that next level in your life, folks, sometimes we all need a little nudge. Frame of Mind Coaching can help you. For extraordinary success in business and life, partner with Frame of Mind Coaching. Go over to that website, again, frameofmindcoaching.com. Check out with what Kim Adas and her great team can do for you. I was recently reading an article, and maybe you've read or seen this article, where Minneapolis mayoral candidate Raymond Dinn, if I pronounce that right, he's proposing disarming police of guns. Yeah, you heard me right, everybody. Proposing disarming police of guns. And this is, I imagine, in the wake of a terrible shooting that happened recently, where a Minneapolis police officer shot an unarmed woman who was calling for some help. So on Saturday night, recently, a police officer in Minneapolis shot a 40-year-old woman in the alley behind her house. According to the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, Justine Damond, who worked as a yoga and meditation instructor, called 911 to report a possible assault outside of her home. Officer Matthew Harity, who was driving the police car, indicated that he was startled by a loud noise as he approached Damon's home. Damon then immediately approached the car from the driver's side, the patrol car from the driver's side, and Officer Muhammad Noor, who was sitting in the passenger seat, fired his weapon, hitting and killing Damon. The officers then reportedly tried to offer medical care to the woman, but they were unable to revive her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer's body cameras, interesting, weren't on during the shooting, and the police car camera apparently didn't capture the incident. The shooting quickly received international attention because Damon is from Australia and was set to be married soon. The officers are currently on paid leave. And the investigation is unfolding, or it has been going on. So terrible tragedy. But this mayoral candidate, Mr. Dinn, who is a state representative and a candidate for mayor in the great city of Minneapolis, is calling for major police changes, proposing to take away guns from the majority of officers. So I would ask him, well, what do you do with the other officers? It's amazing. So he is going after, he's one of several candidates running to beat the current mayor, Betsy Hodges, in the fall. And it's interesting because he is quoted as saying, Mr. Dinn is saying, I'm not saying they, meaning officers, don't have access to that, meaning weapons, just like they have access to more lethal weapons in their cars. I would believe they would still have access to their guns in their cars. It's a great place for the guns. In your cars, right? It's amazing that this guy thinks this way. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, but what is a gun going to do for an officer, Mr. Mayoral Wannabe, if a gun is in the officer's car and they're responding to something immediately? You know, maybe their gun, according to you, maybe it's supposed to be locked up somewhere. What if they make a traffic stop, somebody gets out with a gun? What are they supposed to do? What if they're going into... You know, what if they're doing a house check or a business check and the door is open? Which does happen, Mr. Dinn. And bad people are inside sometimes, burglarizing and causing harm to other people. What do? We just put the pause button on and run back to our cars, get our weapons? Amazing. Mr. Den goes on to say there needs to be drastic changes in how officers are trained. I agree. I don't know if drastic, but we need to constantly keep up with our training. This is the coup de grace for me, folks. And for those of you who have read the article, seen this guy talk, it really is amazing. This is him quoting, "He would be open to officers using other means to protect themselves, like a nightstick or pepper spray." Wow. Again, quoting Mr. Den, "I think as we look at how to change policing and how we get officers to not react to using their gun in situations, what if you have to react by using your gun, Mr. Den? Because I know you don't see this living in the bubble you live in, but what happens if officers do have to go to their guns immediately and they don't have them?" Well, according to Mr. Den, you have your nightstick and pepper spray, folks. Hold on. Hold on, Mr. Criminal. Two criminals talking right now. That officer, did you see what he has? We have guns, and that guy has a nightstick and pepper spray. We better give up. We can't do anything. Amazing. Amazing. He advocates skills around de-escalation, which I agree. They are very, very important. But it's interesting because the current mayor, which shares the same views, political views, and I don't want to make this a political discussion, that shares the same political views as Mr. Den, strongly disagrees, and this is amazing, this is great what she says. "If we're going to talk about changes in gun policy, we shouldn't start with police officers who are going to be operating in a world with people who have guns." I know, Mr. Den. In your world, the bad guys don't have guns. It's the officers who are the ones who are the problem. It really is amazing that there are people out there that really think that by disarming police officers and giving them bare minimum protection, nightsticks and pepper spray, that's going to help the situation. It really is amazing. And again, he's entitled to his opinion. But I wonder, I'm just a simpleton, I wonder if Mr. Den, if he gets that job as mayor in Minneapolis, I wonder if his security detail is going to be armed with a little more than pepper spray and nightsticks. I wonder, and I would love for the mayoral candidate, Mr. Den, to come on to CJ Evolution. I would love to have you on the show, sir. As a matter of fact, I might see if my people can reach out to your people, and we can get together and have a talk. And I'm not going to attack you. I just want you to explain your reasoning, because I would think the majority of people out there don't agree with you. I would love to hear more of your side of the story on this. Again, the door is always welcome for you, Mr. Den. I would appreciate it if you would consider it. So with that, folks, I'm going to have the both stories, the tragic shooting of this woman in Minneapolis, and the reaction, and I think it's a knee-jerk reaction to the shooting, with a mayoral candidate, Mr. Den, proposes disarming the police. I'll have both articles linked up in the show notes at CJ Evolution. So again, thank you all for tuning in to the CJ Evolution podcast. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website. You can check out all the latest shows. You can check out links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Come visit me. Drop me a line. I promise I will get back to you. And lastly, if you head over to iTunes, and you can do that through the CJ Evolution website, the link on iTunes is right there. If you head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it, folks. Again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. A lot of great guests coming up. My good friend Mitch Jackson is going to be on the show pretty soon, and I hope you stay tuned for that. So with that, take care, everybody. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.